Okay, so when we left off, we just had barely started mentioning. This sugya of Kedima. We saw the machlokes Tanoim in the Mishnah, whether to use the language of Gemara, whether min chaviv adif, or whether min chaviv adif, or min shiva adif, and we pointed out that it's not so clear what the Chachamim mean by min chaviv adif, meaning is this a kula? What I wanted to suggest, I just didn't have anyone who said this very explicitly, and it didn't seem to fit the Lashon min chaviv very well. It's a kula that they don't care. And if it's a kula that they don't care, then it would be l'shitasam, the last two Mishnayos, that perhaps Rabbi Yehuda is more bein l'kula, bein l'chumra on the Shevach side of the Chakira, and they are more bein l'kula, bein l'chumra on the Matar side of the Chakira, that maybe they just don't care. I know that's the Shita of the Rush in Ula, but I don't have anyone who says this explicitly in the Chachamim, probably because the line of min chaviv doesn't totally sound like that. But you could certainly say that if we, let's just review, Rabbi Yehuda ben Shiva is pretty explicit. We understand exactly what he means by min Shiva. We even know from later in the Gemara that at least Rabbi Yehuda, holds that even within min Shiva there's a kedima based on the pasuk and based on, a slightly complicated calculus in the pasuk. So here we have Rabbi Yehuda min shiva adif. We'll have to see how we pasken in a moment. And here we have the chachamim who say mashi yirtze / min chaviv. And we had three shotim, even though one, we could find a lot of hints to. But I don't have anyone who says explicitly, just a couple of hints to the idea that perhaps the Chachamim are kula and don't care at all, even though I admit it's one would have to be nilchak and say the Lashon of Min Chaviv is lav davka, which might be maybe perhaps too much of a dechak bechlal. But for example, many Rishonim use the Lashon of Ein Kpeda by Ula, and say, you have to put two things together. Like, for example, the Rashba. He says, what's the Svara of Ula? Shma mina de'ein hakpada b'hakdamasam elo chaviv adif. There's no hakpada, just chaviv is adif. Now again, it's a bit of a steer in this phrase. There's no hakpada, rather chaviv is adif. If chaviv is adif, then there is a hakpada. So, and then he goes on to say that they give, the Rehuda's giving is the Chachamim, that's the Svara of the Chachamim, the Ein Hakpada. So there are some Mishonim who use the Lashon of Ein Hakpada. Even interestingly, Tosfos and Rassel B'mai Pligi, right, when within the day of, we don't know which Amor it is, who say that Rabbi Yehuda Chacham also argue when Ein Birkos Ein Shavos, and you have to make two brachos. Tosfos says, Kolomar, my time to Rabbi Yehuda, to Amar Shivas Haminim Adif, Maya Difa Shaikabahu Akar Shaini Khun Lifter Sharminin Mishani Dadifas Amin Akdama. Question is, why would there be a difas from Yehuda between Shivas Aminim if Mela, you're saying both brachos, and neither one's potting the other? The answer is there's a difas for Akdama. Why did Tos only say Yehuda? Why not say what a difas there for the Chachamim of Chaviv if one man is not potting the other and the answer is only for Akdama? Sounds like hint of Tos that maybe for the Chachamim, there is no adifus, right? The otherwise, why is it only Kasha? Says, but my, yeah?
Could be Tosfos Shitasa thinks the answer of Lahatim is only for Rabbi Yehuda. Says Rabbi Shita Sir Yosef is only for Rabbi Yehuda.
I think what you're saying is trivial. Tosfos said the question is only for Rabbi Yehuda. Preceding the word lahakdim, so the answer is also lahakdim.
Right, it has a preceding sheet. The answer is only for you.
Correct. But nonetheless, so again, what does the Chachamim mean? One way is it is just a kula de'ein peda klal, and And the advantage, right, is the advantage is you can tie in all the Mishnayos, Alpilundas. The disadvantage, and here is where, you know, I'm a little bit at a loss, is it's dachok, it's greeting Lashon Ashiyirtza, dachok, in the Lashon of Min Chaviv Adif, because it's really saying nothing is Adif, and then you have to say the whole Lashon is very loud davka, which is why, even though the Rashba says Ink Peda, maybe he doesn't really mean it, even though Tosos says, well, they have no question, you know, they have no question as to what the Peda is for the Chachamim, he didn't literally mean it, we'll have to see what they could have meant. The other option is, and this is sort of where we left off, is no, it's the Ikaron Shavet le Rabbi Yehuda. The Ikaron, they're the same as Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe not the Ikaron in their philosophical outlook on life, but the Ikaron in their philosophical outlook on Hayulafan of Minin Harbe in Brachos. What's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda? That Levarich al Hachoshov. Upoter es she'eino chashav. Right, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Shivas minim are chashav. You make a bracha on the chashav and you pater what's not chashav. So they also think you make a bracha what's chashav and pater what's not chashav. They just have a different way of defining chashivas. Instead of saying chashivas means what the Torah is machshav in terms of Eretz Yisrael, for all that, for all that we appreciate. Maybe perhaps me more than everyone else here this morning. For all that we appreciate the glory of Eretz Yisrael, still the Chachamim say subjective chashivas is more important than objective chashivas, and subjective chashivas is what's chaviv to you. Be'ikaron the like Rabbi Yehuda, but they define chashivas subjectively. Not objectively, and there's just a machlokas and chashivas. Again, philosophically, it sounds fascinating and intriguing, but for those brachos, they both say, I think this is really where we left off, that it's just a matter of chashivas, just a question of how do you define chashivas, and since, if we're going to assume that they're not just a cool of do whatever you want, but let's assume, unlike my suggestion that I'm very tempted by, but let's assume, no, they have a different shita. It's not just a kula. They have a different chumra. Rabbi Yehuda says, we are makbid, or rather a different kpeda, right? That it's not, you know, here we have no kpeda. I mean, I don't know why I'm writing this. It's here anyway. A different kpeda. Practically, what do they mean? If they mean no kpeda, or they mean a different, which is the Lashon of the Rashba, or they mean a different Kpeda, right? Which fits better with Min Chaviv Adif. Within a different Kpeda, there seem to be two Shitos. Why do I say Shin? Seem to be two Shitos. If anyone had a chance to take advantage of my absence, to go through the Ayin Odes in the brackets, and that Mammoth Ibn Ha'azel, he denies that he is the archenemy of the Mishnah. We're a paskins, like against the Machaber, like the definition of the Rush and the, or rather paskins, like the definition of the Rush and the Yona. The Ibn Ozel denies they even said it and thinks there is no such sheet at all. It's the most ridiculous thing you ever heard. But everyone else in the world assumes the Rush and the Ibn Ozel and the Rabbeinu Yonah mean it. No, that's something else. That's the other Rush. How do you define Min Chaviv according to the Rush and the Rabbeinu Yonah? What do they say?
What he usually likes.
Exactly. What's usually Chaviv to him? What's usually Chaviv to him? And the way they, again, the Ibn Ozel says this is not exactly what they mean, but the Ibn Ozel says, what does it mean? Even if right now it's not chaviv to me, sorry, the Rashi, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, even though right now it's not chaviv to me, since usually it is chaviv to me, that's the definition of chaviv. I will just read it to you so you don't think I'm making it up. What does he say? Hey, Rishim, Echami Aminim Chaviv Tadrolov, says the Rush at the beginning. If one thing I usually like more, even if right now, if I usually like tznu, even though right now I want to eat the zayis first, or tznu and zayis are different brachas. If I usually like apples, even though right now I want to eat the orange first, I should make a bracha on the apple, which I usually like, then eat the orange, then I can come back to the apple.
According to them, is the one you usually eat first. It really has, which is not necessarily psychological. It just means that's the one you eat.
Right. So here's where it gets tricky.
I had a philosophical discussion about the following question: that you can divide the people in the world into two parts: those that eat the one they like the best first. Those that eat the ones that they like the best last.
Right. So, really, this is where the Evin HaAzel takes on all the other achronim by pointing out that all the achronim assume what you eat first now is what you like best now, what you eat first usually is what you like best usually, etc. And that's not actually true, because from the Kat, who saves what they like, who saves what they like best for last. If we can... forget that for a moment. What is the Rush saying? He's saying no. It's what you like best. For example, someone is having trying to come up with a good example here. And I'm just going to have to make up something, random. But again, let's say someone likes to save what they like best, for last. So I think that I really love apples, and I also have a pear, but I like apples much better, right? Who wouldn't? Since I really, everyone knows I really like apples, I should say ha'etz, say goodbye to the apple, then eat my pear, then finish with my apple, because apples, what I really like best, it's what I'm machshiv the most. I don't think anyone says it matters what I usually like first. So here's the Rush of Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rush and Rabbeinu Yonah. Say the Rush and the Rabbeinu Yonah. It's chaviv, a love, tadir. What I usually like best, as opposed to, now that is a big chiddush, right? That's a big chiddush, as opposed to, what does the Rambam say, for example? What he wants right now. The Rambam says what he wants right now. Technically, the lashon of the Rambam is, the ezemim sheyirtza lahakdim makdim, Vim ain't a rotz of a zeh yoser mizeh, then you go by min shiva, which we will come back to. Meaning, what does it mean, whichever you want to do first, you do? So it's not so clear exactly what he means by that. Maybe it means there's no fate at all. He says there's no fate at all. But you know what? If it's all the same to you, then it wouldn't kill you until you do the shiva minim. But if he's saying, and this is what the Mishavur and others assume, that if they're equally beloved, if you want them both equally, you should do the Shiva Minim. Sounds like there is a Kepeda, really, right? Because if there's a secondary Kepeda, L'chora, there's a primary Kepeda, L'chora. And therefore, but it's what you want. He doesn't say anything about what you usually want. It's what you want to eat now. So says the Rambam, for example, no. Masharotze Achshav. And here's where the Evin HaAzel says maybe it's a little more complicated. He says maybe what the Rush really means is what you want now. Just you wanted to save the best for last.
If you say it's not what you want right now, but what you generally want. So it's not exactly, why is not your Dr. Batol Kol Olam and what everyone would like first? And I understand what you want right now is one thing, but once you go away from that.
Because since you're the one saying, I mean, it's always tricky when you say Butler Daito, it's called Adam, why don't you? I think the answer is really going to be you only say Butler Daito, it's called Adam when there is like a right and wrong answer, let's say. You know, if I think if I think the normal way to carry knapsacks is, you know, I'm putting the strap around my neck, then I'm still Potter on Shabbos because, you know, that's objectively wrong. When it comes to apples and oranges, since no one really thinks there's an objective right and wrong answer, it'd be harder to say Butler Dietrich's Galatim. Okay, now.
What's the problem? The problem is you have two perils in front of you. And you have to determine a criterion for the basis of which you say the bracha until you notice the others. That is, so you have to. So what the sugya is, what Machlokes is telling you is you have to have a criterion. And if you have to have a criterion, then you're treating chavivus as a criterion.
Right, exactly. You're treating chavivus as a criteria, and then you could define chavivus by always or now, meaning once you're being subjective, to say, I'm not being objective, being subjective. So now am I being subjective according to what I always think or subjective according to what I think now? I'm being subjective in person. Am I being subjective in person, but spread out over time, we're subjective in person, and right now, it can really go either way. I don't think there's any lumpus there. Now,
I think that...
I haven't said anything.
Just that you mentioned the Rambam, I think it's important to... that the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim might not be that they disagree with each other. They're just a disagreement of which takes preference.
Correct, absolutely. For example, the Rambam says explicitly that if you like them both equally... then Shivas Minim wins.
Tosfos said the one way. Tosfos said that Rabbi Yehuda...
and many Rishonim write within Rabbi Yehuda that if neither of them are Shivas Minim, which is a very common case, then Chaviv wins. So it's quite possible. It's hard. It's quite possible. They're just arguing what takes precedence, which would make a lot of sense.
Tosfos only did half of that equation. Rabbi Yehuda, the Chacham.
Correct.
The Rambam might go the other way.
Correct.
But and also, I just want to add one thing. That it seems like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda follows the flow of the Mishnah started when we started learning Pesach Mevorach, learning it from Hiluli to Hiluli. I mean, there seems to be some reference to Mitzvot HaKliot Baaretz. And the Shiva Minim have more mitzvot, they have Bikurim.
Correct, which might make them objectively, that's why they're objectively more chashuv, or if you want to go a little further, and this is really what I was, you know, saying over here, you can remind me, you can say, Rabbi Yehuda, this Chakir and the Chachamim, you can make Chakir and Rabbi Yehuda, is Rabbi Yehuda prefer the Shiva Saminim because of the Drush and Daflam and Heyam and Aleph, or just because they're generally Chashav? Okay, that's me subtle and hard to tell the difference between them, so we'll leave it for now. Okay, yeah.
The Lashon of the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah seems to be very parva, right?
Correct. Well, then he goes on and he says, which one is the Achat Mehem? No, that's not fair. That he's just quoting Ula. But then he goes on. He goes on and says, V'eze Mehem Sheyirtza Lahaktim Maktim. Which again, I might say means there's no fate at all. Whatever you want to be Maktim, you're Maktim.
That's Ein Birchotem Shavod, right? In the book you're saying now.
Oh, whoa, okay. This depends if you're the Gra or everyone else in the world. Uh-huh. Okay, so I don't know if I was planning to bring in the Gra. The Gra has a wild shot in the Rambam. We're not going to put the Gra on the board. The Gra is a wild, it's a question of how you parse the Rambam. The Gra has a wild shot in the Rambam. He needs to rewrite the Yerzvar Sugya entirely. In a way which is, you know, it's tempting as pshat in the Rambam, but, you know, among those who come before the Gra, those who come before the Rambam, we have no hints at such a girsa. He says, ah, in Birkosei and Shavos, then do whatever you want, and there's no machlokas. In Birkosei and Einam Shavos, then we follow the Rachamim to go by Chaviv, and secondarily, by Min Shiva, but in which case the Machlokes of Yehuda Chachamim is only in Birkosei and Shavos, which is the opposite of our Gemara, where it says either both or only in. Sorry, it's only in Birkosei and Shavos.
He changes the Gemara.
Right. Basically, here is the Machlokes.
So, shake your head. Do you remember?
That counts. Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda v'Chachamim. Again, Ula plus another Amora says only Birkosei and Shavos. Right? Another Amora, we don't know who, says both cases. And then you would read, everyone in the world reads the Rambam. Well, not sure. But the question is how to read the Rambam. The Rambam starts out, and says, right? Definitely the lashon of Ula at the very least. And then he says, whichever one you want to put first, but first, anyone else can do that. If you don't want either one more than the other, etc., etc. So the question is, how do you read the Rambam? The way everyone reads the Rambam is, he's saying, if there are two brachos, you say two brachos. There's one bracha, you say one bracha. And either way, how do you pick? You pick the chaviv, and if they're equally chaviv, you pick the shivas haminim. In which case, the Rambam's not such a big chiddush. He's just pasking like the chachamim in both cases. The Gra reads the Rambam, parses it differently. He says, if there are brachos and shavos, then we don't care at all. Make a bracha and one, and no one cares about the other. Like, totally random. Just flip a coin. If ain't Birkos Hashem Shavos and you have to be mocked him, then you get into our sugya. In which case, the Gra says that the Rambam has a weird shita. Again, it's all a matter of how you parse it. Do you parse the Rambam as ain't Birkos Hashem Shavos two brachos, Birkos Hashem Shavos one bracha? And either way, now let's get to our sugya, which applies to both of them. Or do you read the Rambam as saying, no, if you're making one bracha, then there's no sugya. Only if there's two brachas, there's a sugya. And then the machlokas is only in Ein Birkosei and Shavos. Now, this has a lot of wonderful ramifications just against our Gemara. That's not either opinion or Gemara. So the Gra has to rewrite the Gemara. He has to amend the Gemara to fit his read of the Rambam, which is why no one else reads the Rambam like that, and I'm personally not inclined to. I'm personally not inclined to accept his pshat in the Rambam, even though it is very, fascinating. But then, what he has to say, "Degaras el mandarim she'ein birkos ein shavos machlokes." There's a mandarim. The machlokes is only when ein birkos ein is only when ein birkos ein shavos. And he just changed the gersa from our Gemara, which says machlokes is even if ein birkos ein shavos to only, and this is he changes the gersa in this shita. It's not that he's saying machlokes is both ways. Machlokes is only ein birkos ein shavos. This would be a tremendous chiddush. It's the diametrical opposite of Ula, and you would say the two sugyas are diametrical opposites. He would say the two sugyas are diametrical opposites. Why the Rambam would say this, maybe we're not going to get into now. Why the Gemara would say this, well, the Svar would be, one second, Eitan, would be that the question is, when I say a bracha, and I have an apple and orange in front of me, and I say a bracha, and I eat one of them first. Am I saying a bracha on the apple, and then that also pulls along the orange, or am I saying a bracha on both of them in the first place equally? Like the Gra would say, when you're going to say Shabbos, when you're only saying one bracha, mainly you're saying the bracha on both of them, so it makes no difference. It makes no difference whatsoever. That is a b'chodesh svara game. We're not going to deal with it so much because it's a sheet that's not in the gear stuff. But what's the svara? The svara is that when you say, everyone else says when you say one bracha on two things, that's when you have to be super makrid that it's an especially chashuv thing, etc., because you're saying the bracha on this. No, when you say one bracha on two items, the svara, the Gra would be, it's as if you said it on both items. If I have an apple and orange in front of me and I say, hey, I said it on both of them at the same time. So of course there's no difference between them. I said that on both of them anyway. And everyone else in the world would say, no, I said it on one, it just also drags along the other. You know, it's am I saying a bruch on an apple and an orange? Or am I saying a bruch on the apple and poppering the orange? Everyone else doesn't make the bruch on the apple and poppering the orange, so it's important to know whether to pick the apple or the orange. Or better yet, an apple and the grape. Saying a bruch on one and poppering the other, it's important to know whether the apples that I love or the grapes that Eretz Yisrael loves. While the Rambam would say, no, when I have an apple and a grape and I say, hey, it doesn't matter what I bite first. I'm saying a bruch on both of them equally. And there's no svar if you prefer one to the other. It's only when I have an apple and a cucumber, then I have to pick one first and one second. That's a very radical shita of the gra, based on a read of the Rambam that's against the Kesef Mishnah and on the heels of the Kesef Mishnah, all the other achronim. But it's fascinating. The lumdus is, and we'll come back this lumdus a little at some point, is when I say one bracha on two things, am I saying it on one thing and then pottering the second, or am I saying it milchachila on both things and it's just coincidental which I bite first?
So what was the word that the gra changed?
The gra, you see how chadomer machlokes, one second.
Chadomer
af, just he erases af. Uh-huh. He just erases off, right? The
is this such a girsa?
Not that I noticed, right? He erases. It's actually meaning it is somewhat elegant. He only has to erase one word. And his diuk in the Rambam is whenever the Rambam talks about the factors of the Gemara, he talks about Makdim, and maybe Makdim only means when there are two brachas, one is first. Although that's not
what girsa Rashi rejected.
What?
Not the
Gersh Rashi. Hachi Garcinan. That's Rashi's Hachi Garcinan.
Right.
Okay, that's Rashi's Hachi Garcinan.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what?
Yeah.
That's what they say here? Do they quote anyone who has any Rishon who has that Gersa? No. Aha, okay. It's you're always a little bit wondering, Rashi's Hachi Garcinan, what was the other Gersa? But logically, what?
Says, oh, don't think they're just arguing on Ein Brachos and Shavuos. That's illogical.
But he
Rashi spells it out.
Right.
What the other Gersa would say?
Correct. There it is. Yeah, you're right. That's the Gersa that Rashi had. So it's not so crazy. Thank you. Sorry.
Two kit v'yad.
Okay. So really, not so crazy, right? Here you have, you're right, this is the Girsa Shedacha Rashi and the Rambam, and what are the Girsos? Says Ula, okay, wish you're right, I should give it more attention. Says Ula, let's just do the Lashon of Ula then. Machlokes Kishabirkoshem Shavos. Machlokes Bishabirkosehen Shavos. Why? If Birkosehen Shavos, one potters the other. You have to pick the right one. If they ain't Birkosehen Shavos, you say both brachos anyway. What's the big deal? This Amora, according to our Gersa, says Af, right? What's the Lashon? Af Bishain Birkosehen Shavos Machlokes? Af Bishain Birkosehen Shavos Machlokes? Okay, you doesn't need a fancy svara. Doesn't need a fancy svara. The svara is they argue either way. They always argue. And here we say, Bishain Birkosehen Shavos Machlokes. Okay, because how's he reading the Rambam? He's reading the Rambam as, again, where's the Rambam? Where did I leave the Rambam? Yeah. How you live on a minimum harbi, how you because saying shovels and barchal achter and potters a shar, stop. Vim ain because saying shovels, then you say two separate brachos, and which are you makdim? And he starts going in to which are you makdim. I'll tell you the dachic part about the gra in a moment. What's the svara? What? But again, the Gra, correct. I didn't mean Dachmi Svara, I mean Dachuk in the Rambam. Again, what's the Svara? Here's the Svara. The Svara of the Rambam Lefi D'Gra and the Yish Omer, the years that Rashi rejects, is that, okay, if you're saying Ha'itan, an apple and an orange, it is if the apple and orange are one big thing, you said Ha'itan. We don't view it's like Akira and saying one bracha on two foods. Did you say the bracha equally on both of them? Or did you... did you say the bracha equally on both of them? Or did you say the bracha on one and pater the other? That's the, one second. One second. Svara. Svara. The Svara, when it comes to Birkosehen Shavos, which is that these two deists would say, Mivarech al Echad Upoter Hasheni, while the Gro would say, and Girsa Rashi would say, to answer Rashi's Kashi, says, how can anyone not argue if you're only saying one bracha? Isn't it super important? If even in two brachas, what does Rashi say? If even in two brachas is important, you have to say the bracha, the better one, before the worse one. If there's only one bracha, you're not saying on the other one at all. If I'm saying both brachas, I have to be mocked in the higher to the lower. If I'm only saying one bracha, not saying a bracha on the other one at all, call she and I have mocked in the higher to the lower. What would the Gra and the Yesh Omer and Rashi, they are both social Rashi answer. They would say, no. Keshemivarech bracha achas al shnei ma'acholim. It's ke'ilu birach al shnehem. It's not that you made a bracha on one and pater the other. It's as if you made a bracha on both of them. And interesting, I just can't prove You know, it's not going to work out perfectly in Afkamina. The Afkamina, you might say, is remember there's a Tosos about Tormas we stuck in back in the sugya of the Shir Bracha Achrona, the Yerushalmi of Tormas. If I pick up one thing, I say a bracha on it, and it falls on the floor, and I pick up a Tormas, say a bracha, and it falls on the floor, falls down the sewer, and then I take another one, then I say another bracha, shink vomof solom, and another bracha. So there's a big machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch, Machaber Amah. What if all the Torahs were on the table in front of me, and I make a bracha on one, or I had them nined, or whatever. I make a bracha on one, it falls down, but I have to make another bracha on the other. So I think that could be enough to mean of this. Again, I'm not saying the shitas necessarily work out, and some of these shitas are only in the later Rishonim, but at least the Svara, you would think it could be, what could be a tie-in nafkamina, right? What could tie into this? The case of I have, why are termicine good? I think because termicine were very soft when they ate them. So once it fell on the floor, it was too late to eat it. You know, if I have two apples and one falls on the floor, I can just pick it up from the floor and eat it anyway. If I'm not like super germy, apples are pretty sturdy. But if I have, you know, two baked apples, right, one falls on the floor, etc. And again, maybe it's a difference in the same men, different men, right? What would be the tie-in? If I have two fruits, I make a bracha on fruit A, and then it gets lost. Then, according to this shita, you would have to say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoli Olam Va'ed, and another bracha on B, because the bracha was only on A. A can pater B, but I still need the bracha to be chal on A. Well, according to the Gra, you might say, no, just eat B using that bracha. And that is, in fact, machlokes achronim in the Shulchan Aruch, L'chor Mechaper Amah. It gets very complicated. Anyway, you might say this is what they're arguing about. Right, this Yursa, that's which Kisvayan had it.
So I made a mistake. They have nine.
They have what?
They don't have Acha, they have nine.
No Kisvayan happened. But Zachar is right, meaning if Rashi rejected a Gersa, that's better than a Ksav Yad, right? Because the Gersa that Rashi rejected is much older than the Kisvayan we have. I don't think
The oldest Ksav Yad is close to Rashi of Shas, no? But anyway, so it doesn't matter. There's no Gersel like that in the Friedberg Project. But as Rashi says, okay, the internet site didn't find a Gersel like that. Rashi did find a Gersel like that. He didn't like it, but he obviously found the Gersel. So, again, what's the machlokas? The machlokas seems to be, how do we look at one bracha and pater two foods? Do we look at it as if you said a bracha on both foods equally? In which case, the gra would be right. Again, that's only one amora, but at least that amora would say, who cares what you say the bracha on? You're saying the bracha on both of them anyway. I think it's obviously the swerve of this Rambosa Shalrashi. And gra, gra b'das harambam, and... sorry, excuse me. And then also you would say if I had two fruits in front of me and I made a bracha on one of them and then it fell down the sewer and I wanted the second one, I don't even know the bracha. Maybe I said a bracha on both. But according to the mainstream Gersa, so we even according to both Deos and our Gersa and everyone else's Pshat in the Rambam, then no, even if I only have, say, one bracha on two foods, Adarav, it's even more important to pick the right food to say the bracha on. So saying the bracha on one food and then patering the other foods, which would fit the Yerushalmi of Torvos. If I say a bracha on one thing and it gets ruined, then to eat the next thing, I need to, I need to say barshing for machsorah on the bracha. Again, the bracha looks exactly what the Yerushalmi means. We will leave that for now. Of course, okay, what's the girsa the other way around? The smara, when ein birkosei and shavos, would be, these two shitas would say, okay, we're not passing the Torah yet, these two shitas would say, that no, it's important to be makdim the chash of one, perhaps. It's important to be makdim the chash of one. After all, okay, I say I'm not only saying a bracha on one, I'm saying a bracha on both, but don't you have to be makdim the more important to the less important? In Judaism, we always makdim what's more important, right? You put your right shoe on first because it's more important. I mean, maybe it's all the Kabbalah. but in general, we like to do more important things first. Right, Tadr Shayna, Tadr Shayna, Kodem, Mekudash, 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 Kodem. Right, we have lots of halachos about what's Kodem in Judaism. And this Shita would say, seemingly, that, nah, since you say both brachos, the order is not important. Okay, not everything in Judaism does it depend what order you do it in, even though many things do. They're both brachas, the order's not so important. Again, I'm going to modify that in a moment. Okay. Thank you, Zachariah, for that push.
Is that playing with the Mahogas Rashi
Dosma? Now, give me a second. Now, let's go back for a second to Ula. Right? We sort of left off with the Ula, which is where I wanted to segue back to. What exactly is the sort of Ula? Depends, because there are three or four ways in the Rishonim to explain what Ula meant. What is mysterious about Ula? What's mysterious about Ula is that he says, right, there's a machlokes in Birkos and Shavos, min chavev adif or min shiva adif. But if ain Birkos and Shavos, what would we expect Ula to tell us? If ain Birkos and Shavos, then you say a brach, say this first and that second. That's what we'd all expect Ula to say. The machlokes in Birkos, say if you're saying one bracha, which to pick. If ain Birkos and Shavos, no, then this is first, that second, I'll give you a rule. Instead, Ula did not give us a rule. All he tells us is Mevarach al zeh, v'chozim Mevarach al zeh. Now, what he's telling us is very valid. If they're the same bracha, you make one bracha. If they're different brachos, you should know you make two brachos. Isn't that the most obvious thing in the world? Doesn't every kindergartner know that? The answer is yes, every kindergartner knows that, but every lamdan might be misufik about it, or at least in the time of the Gemara, if they hadn't read the Shulchan Aruch already. Just because the kindergartner knows it doesn't mean it's Pasha Misvara. Though we mentioned last time, the Rashba said, there are two ways you could have disagreed with Misvara. You could have thought, if there are two different brachos, say the more clawy bracha and pop to them both. Like say Hadama works for the apple as well as the cucumber. Bidiyavid.
And this is like v'diavad, because you have to say Adama anyway. Or you might have thought it's like Iker and Tafel, right? The most important thing is Iker, and the other one is like Tafel, so you only say one bracha. So you could have thought to only say one bracha. Taka Ula tells you say two brachos. But where Ula leaves us frustrated is, it's important that he says say two brachos. It's worthwhile that he says to say two brachos. He didn't waste our time. But he could have helped us out a little more and told us which bracha to say, right? And some of the Rishonim are dayak for the fact that Mahor we should all be dayak. Why didn't he say? Maybe he didn't even need extra words, right? What does he say? What does Ula say? Ula says, Dibur akol mevarach al zeh v'choz mevarach al zeh. Could have just said mevarach al, a word instead of zeh, v'choz mevarach al, another word instead of hasheni. Right? He didn't even need extra words. He needed a few extra letters to tell us. Mevarach al hachavim, v'chozer mevarach al she'enu chavim. Mevarach al min shiva, v'chozer mevarach al she'enu min shiva. Mevarach al what have you, v'chozer mevarach al what have you.
It seems to be implied that Sefer of Ula, that you do what you want.
Ah, very good. Okay, so let us figure out Ula here, because let's figure out, in order to figure out the svar of Ula, it's not fair what I wrote there. Because in order to figure out the svar of Ula, you have to know what Ula actually said, right? By the way, there's a weird sheet in Ula, which I was not sort of makabel at all, but I did a test to see if you're going to be makabel. The Beis Yosef is convinced. I have no idea why. And some of the Achronim come up with ideas why, but they're all very subtle diukim, which is Beis Yosef et cetera, I'd say. He thinks it's a good diuk, and, you know, I can have my opinion. But he doesn't say why he thinks so. The Beis Yosef reads the Mordechai. What did the Mordechai say? Either way, the Mordechai says, either way, you make a bracha min shiva, whether it's for Gosein Shavos or Eber Gosein Shavos. Who did you understand the Mordechai to be paskening like? I understood him to be paskening like Rabbi Yehuda. Not so crazy. And like the Amora, who says they argue either way. The Beis Yosef, for some reason, thought he passed like Ula and thought Ula meant when there's different brachos, everyone agrees min shiva comes first. It's a totally different lumdus. We're not getting into that. I'm not going to put that on the board because I just don't see why he put the word if I said that. I saw the Hezbeirim. Chaim, too bad Chaim's not here to tell us. Anyway, we're going to leave that aside. Well, what does Ula say? Mevarech al zeh. I'm not sure what you mean by that. Vechozer umevarech al zeh. Let me just point out one thing. Obviously Ula's main point is that you say two brachos, right? I mean, that we should argue. Was he only saying you say two brachos? Or was he also telling you which to say first? Obviously, his main point is that you're saying two brachos, because the Eisvei is, bracha on Sotah Potos Zayin, you only say one bracha. The Eisvei is only saying one bracha. Then we defend him by saying he says two brachos. Okay, very nice. It's important for him to say make two brachos. There's an Eisvei, clearly a Havim, you're going to say one bracha. But which one, right? Eze. Zachar?
Doesn't Ula start this phrase with the words Dibre Hakol?
Yeah.
You dig from there, that's like Hakol Modim, which is still in the scope of this Machlokas, but we just all agree, we all converge.
I mean, okay, I'm not meaning, clearly it's Medoik that he's saying everyone in this Machlokas agrees, but whether that means they converge on one of the two opinions or they agree on a third option, I'm not convinced. Okay, so what is, which one do you pick first, which one is last according to Ula? What are the sheet of the Rishonim? For example, what does Tosfos say? And many Rishonim. Tosfos and most Rishonim, I think.
Okay.
No. Tosfos rejects the Bahag.
Chaviv.
Whichever one. Tosfos says, here it gets subtle, Chaviv. What does Tosfos say? Because what's Tosfos and many Rishonim's big diuk and Ula? If he says, there's a long line of Chaviv, he says they both agree. Mistama, if they both agreed to a third shita, he should have told us, right? If I say, Ploni says X, Almoni says Y, and in this case, they both agree. L'chore, I don't mean they both agree to Z. You know, then I should say so. But I mean they both agree to one another, you know, they both agree to one of them, that makes sense. So Dirakol obviously means they both agree to one. And if they both agree to one, come on, which one are they going to agree to? Right. The Chachamim, because they're the Rabbin. Okay, it's not such a strong deal. It's not a matter of psak. They both agree. Who says they both agree to the rabbi, not the yachin? It says, minastam, this all comes from the stima. If he didn't say what they hold, it must be one is moda to the other. And if he didn't say who is moda, it must be the yach is moda to the rabbim, or else he would have said so. It's not that whenever there's a dibur kol, the yach is moda to the rabbim. No, maybe the rabbim moda to the yach. They think in this case the yach is svara makes sense. But since he didn't say, if he doesn't say, it has to be sort of the simplest possibility. The simplest possibility is not they have a third. It's not that they have a third criterion. It's that one of them agrees to the other. And if he doesn't say, it must be the Yochid agrees to the rabbi. It doesn't understand. The rabbi might better unless you say otherwise. So this is Tosos and many, many, many other Rishonim who was on our Makor sheet. For example, the Rashba. The Rashba says explicitly, Minastam, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Chachamim until proven otherwise. Tosos makes a... Tosos quotes Rashi is saying this, right? What does Tosos say? Elam varchal yishir tzatchila hachaviv lo v'charkach yivarech al hasheni. Tosos says something about chaviv, right? How does Tosos know the Diakon Rashi is chaviv? I think he knows the Diakon Rashi is chaviv because it's not that Rashi says anything. But it's that by process of elimination that must be what he holds, because Rashi does say, Shuv ein kan machlokes, and even though Hadama is motzi a fruit, that's only b'dieven, not l'chachila. So here, even though you said Adam on the stone, you weren't multi the zayis. Sounds pretty clear, like you said Adam on the stone first for Rashi. Right, sounds clear, like Rashi thinks you could say Adam on the stone first. So he's saying, even when you made Adam on the stone, you didn't pop to the zayis. Right, that's what Rashi says. Only if I make Hadama knowing on, even only if I make Hadama mamish on a fruit, am I motzi at b'dieven. If I make Hadama on a vegetable, I'm not also motzi the fruit, certainly if I don't want to. So it's clear that you make Hadama on the stone first, which means the rule of Ula can't be Ha'it comes first, you make Hadama on the stone first. It can't be Shiva's meeting comes first, it must be Zayis first. So the only option is Chavim.
As you say, the Isavay is challenging Chavim as well, and he's a double Isavay, it's about how many brachas you make.
Correct, but whether or not you say this, so the Isavay is challenging, it's a good Diyuk and Rashi. Meaning, you can say whatever you want, as you just admitted, in terms of the Isavay. It's a good Diyuk in Rashi, and, sorry, again, the Rabbeinu Yonah also says that he is. So, what's this? What's the sheet of Ula? Again, I apologize for making it a little complicated. One possibility is Mode Rabbi Yehuda Lechachamim. Right? And where does that come from? They say explicitly. It comes from the fact that if he doesn't say, it must be Mode Lechachamim because that's the simplest thing. Mode Rabbi Yehuda Lechachamim. This is Tosfos. The Rashba also used the lashon of Rabbi Yehuda being mode to the chachamim. Rabbi Yonah, I think, also says that. He doesn't say explicitly, but he didn't say this diyuk, but he also says he's moda the chachamim. And many Mishonim say he's moda to the chachamim.
And what does that mean?
Chachamim, whatever the chachamim mean. So give me a second. What does the Rush say, though? What's the Rush's diyuk? And what's the diyuk? The diyuk is Kevan de lo pirish min hastam mode yachid lirabim. Okay, but what does the Rush make a deal, Kevin de Lepirish?
There's no rule.
What?
There's no rule.
We don't care at all. We don't care at all. Right? He says, no, Adrab, if Ula didn't say, we don't care at all. You can flip coins. We don't care about Chaviv, and we don't care about Min Shiva. This is the Rush. The Rush says he's not Modul Chachamim. Says the Rush, lo kirab Yehuda, velo kichachamim, ela ein kpeda klal. Why? Because because he thinks first and last is totally irrelevant. There's no inyan at all for first and last in brachos. The inyan is only if you pick one and not the other. When I have two fruits, I have to say bracha on one and not the other. That's similar. We have, I have two breads, right? Remember when I have two breads, two amotzis? Ah, the chiten, is the shalem. It's important to pick the right bread. Now, again, you could have said maybe that's different. That's an inyan of suda. But, okay, now here we see that it's not so different necessarily. But that's when you say one bracha, you have to pick the right thing to say a bracha on. Right? It's a shevach l'Hashem to say a bracha on the good thing. Not a less good thing. But if I'm eating a cucumber and an olive, I'm saying hayitz and adama anyway. What's the difference? I say hayitz first or adama first. Either way, I'm giving Hashem the exact same shevach. Right? And therefore, it doesn't matter whether I'm giving Hashem the same shevach if I have a choice to say, let's say, kulei almas moda. I have a choice. If I have an olive and a pear, and I love olives, I hate pears. I can't wait to eat this olive. And it's shivus aminim. Everyone agrees that better shevach l'Hashem say it's on the olive, which is such a hush of a shevach l'Hashem, than say it's on this miscane pear. But if I have an olive and a cucumber, either way I'm saying it's on an olive. Either way, I'm saying a cucumber, either way. So what's the difference? Which is a first, which is a second? Hashem doesn't care which is first, which is second. And therefore, we just don't care at all. And he has a great diuk. And he says, what's his diuk? He says, the Rush says what his diuk is. As a matter of fact, he's the most meduyuk, right? Because if someone says nothing, the best diuk is they mean nothing. Right? And that's what he says here. He says, me delokam revarchal zevachos revarchal zevachaviv adif. He didn't add any words. Alma, feel like when Chavi Yochel Baruch Hashem, he came and said Baruch Hashem. There's no shaykhus to each other. They're not connected. They're two separate things. When I do two separate things, it doesn't matter which I do first, which I do last. Now I know sometimes in halacha it doesn't matter which I do first, which I do last. We have tader v'sheinu tader, tader kodem. Okay, but here there's no tader v'sheinu tader, and therefore we have two different things. It doesn't matter which is first, which is last.
Isn't that you get from the language of Baruch Hashem, Chozer Baruch Hashem? He's saying there are two separate things because he could have said it much shorter. Mavarech, you know.
Interesting. He's saying, right? The Rush is saying not only is Ula's. I mean, everyone would say this in the end of the thing. Not only is Ulashita Marumas in his language, even as far is. What's as far? Why we don't care? Because you're making a bracha on one and on the other. They're two separate inyanim. Each one is an inyan chashuv de'atzmo, inyan shalom de'atzmo. So who cares? Okay.
What are you going to do with the shahaku that they brought up?
I'm not up to that yet. That's on that's on the next. Oh,
are you supposed to ask?
I'm going to answer that, but I'm not going to answer that now.
Okay.
I'm going to answer that, but I'm not going to answer that now. Okay, there is a C, but we're not necessarily going to fill that in yet. What?
That the
bad? according to everyone but Tosfos. Okay, fine. Spoiler alert.
The riff like the Rosh?
The riff is really hard to say. The riff is very frustrating here. And no one knows how the Rif paskins. The paskins like Rabbi Yehuda the Chachamim. Right? It's very strange. On the one hand, how does the Rif paskin?
Like Ula.
He definitely paskin like Ula. Shkayach, but does he paskin like Rabbi Yehuda like the Chachamim? Right? If I have an olive, which I hate, and an apple, which I love, which do I say ha'etz on? So the Rif never says. I know the Rambam does, but on the one hand, I know the Rambam does, but I don't know how the I don't think the Rambam is going to help us for the riff here. On the one hand, if he doesn't say, you would assume we paskin
like the Rambam,
like the Chachamim. On the other hand, if we paskin like the Chachamim, then he doesn't need to tell us about Ula.
Doesn't he have like Lashon of Bashi Yirtze?
He does.
So great.
So what Yehuda is saying is that the Rush rescues the riff. Because what's the problem with the riff? Again, this is speculation. The problem with the riff is this. On the one hand, Minastam, he should pass like the Rabbin unless he says. Right? So he passes like the Chachamim. And he paskins if Virkosein Shavos Chaviv. Then, according to Ula, if Ein Virkosein Shavos Chaviv, according to the other Amora, then there's no nafkamin in Machlokes Amorim. If we pass like Racham, there's no nafkamin in Machlokes Amorim. again, according to this, what flows? What flows is that ein nafgamina lemachlokes ha'amoraim lefi chachamim. What do they argue? They argue with Rabbi Yehuda half the time agrees. The Chacham Ula says Rabbi Yehuda is more to the Chacham half the time. And the other Amora, whoever he is, says Rabbi Yehuda is never more to the Chacham. He argues in both cases. But according to the Chacham, there's no nafkamina. Now it becomes a problem. If the Rif Paskin like Chachamim, why did he bring down Ula if there's no nafkamina? Which is a question that bothered all the Achronim. Unless he's the Rif Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, then why didn't he say Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? So it's strange. According to the Rush, the Rif is okay. He paskins like the Chachamim, but he still needs to bring down Ula to teach you that Meshe'im because ain't Shavas, we don't paskin like the Lord of the Chachamim. It's a third opinion. And that's his diyuk. And the Lashon is, it's Chaviv like the Chachamim when it's because ain't Shavas, but it's Mashayirtzeh when ain't because ain't Shavas. The only reason it's not so meduyuk is because the Chacham also say Mashayirtzeh in the Mishnah. So it's not so clear.
Well, what do we assume that Chachamim are saying Mashayirtzeh according to the Rush? It's not long of theory, but it's everybody.
No, the Rush says explicitly that the Chachamim say Mashachav v'lov tadir.
He says that even by...
Yes, they said the Chachamim by Birkotehem Shavot is Mashachav v'lov tadir afilo enu chav v'lov hashta. And everyone, according to Ula, by Birkotehem Shavot, is flip a coin. He's explicit that blows Karzel Zekol Laila. And in this case, there is...
Why can't you read the Rift the same way you read the Rama?
Because then why does he need to bring down Ula? The truth is, one second, yeah. The truth is, you know what? Maybe we should read the Rif like the Rambam. What was strange about the Rif? Why he needed to bring in Ula, but now I just remembered something that I said. Right? How could I ignore what comes out of my own mouth? You know why he needed to bring down Ula? Because he needs to bring down Ula to tell us that you say two brachos. He could have also brought the second Amor and said Lahakdim, right? I don't know. I mean, it's just difficult why he needed to bring the Ula. Divrei Hakol, who cares about Divrei Hakol?
If you think what Tosa says about the two Girsels, Kedamar of Yosef, it's Tosa's, right? Kedamar of Yosef, Kedamar of Yosef.
Uh-huh.
So the Rish Gir says Amor of Yosef, which is also the Rambam's Gir says Amor of Yosef. Basically, the Rambam is just going exactly according to the Rif. If you read the Rif like the Rambam and the Shita and the Rif Shita are exactly the same.
Yeah, but why do you need to bring down Ula saying Divrei Hakol? The Rambam never brings down Ula saying Divrei Hakol. Why does the Rif need to say Divrei Hakol? It's still mysterious. I still don't have a great answer. You could say like the Rush, but it's not Meduyik in the Rif.
The Rambam says in the Rush, the Rif says Brachos.
Yeah, that's what it says in the Gemara.
Yeah, but why does the Rif need to pass in the Machlok Samarayim? Shouldn't he skip the Machlok Samarayim if he passed like the Chachamim?
Why?
Because both Amarayim say that you do Chaviv if ain't because ain't Shavos, according to the Chachamim. Because there's no Mafgamin according to the Chachamim.
Maybe he needs Ula because he redefines Mashiach and the mission as Chaviv. I said, Ula is the only one who actually says the word Chavim in the whole sugya.
But that's exactly.
So he's being his
name. The truth is that's what some of the Achronim say. So
that's
could
exactly
be
what Rashi does also. Rashi also says that the reason the fear of Yehuda, that the issue is Rabbi Yehuda.
Exactly, but if the Rif passes like the Chachamim, then he shouldn't need it. That's my problem with the Rif.
Maybe Rashi also passes like the
Chachamim. Okay, but Rashi's not bringing down Pesach. The Rif is only supposed to bring down the part the Gor needs from Pesach.
Explain why if you reject the other Girsa, there's a problem with Rabbi Yehuda. And also, that's why...
But the Rif doesn't bring down that data that Rashi's commenting on. The Rif... Okay. Anyway, Kitzer, let's leave this for now. Now, I just want to ask the following question, Rav Hosai. I just want to ask one question. I want to ask what the Sar of Ula is, and then I want to go to the Psak Halacha. What's the Svara of Ula, Rav Hosai? What's the Svara of Ula? So, here's the Svara of Ula. According to the Rush, the Svara is Pashat. Svaras Ula is that Ein Kpeda. Right, why is it no Kpeda? Ein Kpeda. Kevan de Mevarech Shtei Habrachos, which is what I said over here. Right? The problem is, if you say he's Modeh that Chaviv is Adif, then he's not saying there's no Peda. We just switch from a Peda of Zayminim to a Peda of Chaviv. Why would we switch from a Peda of Zayminim to a Peda of Chaviv? That's what I want to ask. Now again, if you say that the Rishonim, Ratosos, and the Rashba, etc., really meant there's no Kpeda, then it ends up the same as the Rush. Right? But I don't have any Achronim on my side. Right, Zachariah? If you take Aleph Pshat in the Chachamim, then he's saying there's no Kpeda. But that's not what any of the Achronim assume in the Chachamim. So what's the Svar of Ula? And this is just what we have to leave off this part of Shir with this. What's the Svar of Ula? The Svar of Ula is that this, and look carefully. The Svar of Ula is that when you are saying only one bracha, then Zayin Minim is Adif Lefi Rabbi Yehuda. But when you're saying two brachos and you have to be makdim one of them, then chaviv is adif afilu lefi Rabbi Yehuda. See, now we get into the heart of Ula. If Ula means like the Rush, or you want to turn the other Rishonim into the Rush by saying that's what Chachamim means, then Ula Svar is glat shebeglat. When you're saying one bracha and you have to pick, I'll say the bracha on X and not say the bracha on Y, then you have to say the bracha on something chashuv. There's a machlokes tanarim what's chashuv. But when you're saying two brachas, you just have to pick what's first. No, then something else is chashuv. Chaviv is chashuv for coming first. Shibbat Aminim is chashiv for being the only one to say the bracha on. And then you understand how that Svar is difficult, no? Why, when you're picking one to say bracha on and one to be motzi agaborcha, is Zayimina more chashiv? But when you're picking one to say a bracha first and one to say a bracha second, chaviv is more chashiv. Why should it be a different gather of chashivas for picking which one to say the bracha on or picking which one to say the bracha on first? L'chor, if one is a more better bracha and one is a worse bracha, say the better bracha, not the worst bracha, or say the better bracha first and the worst bracha second. This is a difficult svara, right? This is needs hesber, right? Why should it be that if Ula is a kpeda, the kpeda is a different kpeda?
Is there really a difference between chaviv and whatever you want first? I mean, I have two things. What's chaviv for me is what I want, but maybe I want to make this bracha first. That's chaviv. What's the difference between
them? And that's what you're saying is chaviv really means no kpeda. That's exactly what I want to say. Right? That's exactly what I want to say. That chaviv means there's no kpeda. I just, you know, Chaim didn't find me anyone in the Masifta last time who agreed with me. That's what I really want to say. Why? Because the chaviv means no kpeda. Now you understand it's a little dachuk. Min chaviv adif. Min chaviv adif means okpeda. Sounds like it's adif.
Right now, or you?
Ah, but not because. But hold it. And therefore, it's a mitzvah that I have to say on what's adif for me right now, or it doesn't really matter. So just do whatever is convenient.
No, there's some importance. You have to do what's important. What's important?
You have to do what's important.
What I want to do first.
Okay, good. So now Morty's saying no. So Morty's saying what's the svar of the chacham, and chacham is what's important for me now is what's important, and for Rabbi Huda, what the Torah mentions is what's important. Okay, but why, if I have to pick between the grape and the apple, I go by, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what the Torah says. But if I have to pick between the grape and a cucumber, then I go with what's more beloved to me right now. Like, why should it make a difference? Why, when picking grape and apple, do I go by what the Torah mentions? When picking grape and cucumber, it's funny. If I have grape and an apple, I'm not going to say eitz on the apple, according to Rabbi Yehuda. I have to say eitz on the grape. But says Ula, but if you have a grape and a cucumber, since you're saying them both anyway, say on the cucumber, you have to say on the cucumber first. Why do I have to say the cucumber first?
The grape and the apple are linked together.
Uh-huh.
The cucumber and the whatever it is have nothing to do with each other, totally. So why?
So then why can't I just flip a coin and say whichever one I want?
Whatever you flip the coin, that's what you want. That's what you want.
Ah, okay. So Morty's coming down to saying it's no kveda in the end. That's what Morty's coming back to say. There's no kveda, like the lashon of the Rashba, there's no Kpeda, and I want to say maybe that's also what Tosos means, because Tosos says the question of what difference does it make was only for Yehuda. They didn't even ask a question of Chachamim. Why not? Ah, because there's no Kpeda. Why is the question?
Yeah, obviously it's way easier to say it's no Kpeda, because it's obvious, and there's also so many times you say Moshe Yirtzeh.
But keep in mind,
change that.
Right, but keep in mind the Mishnah Berurah says, the Mishnah Berurah basically says there are three opinions within Ula. Right, there's three opinions within Ula. No Kpeda? All right, that's not within the Chav, within Ula. No Kpeda, whatever is Chaviv usually, or whatever is Chaviv to you right now, Bidavka.
Okay, but if you want to say that there is some Inyan of Kpeda here, it still makes sense that the Kpeda is different.
Why?
Because one of them is a din on the actual on the fruits. You're making one bracha and you have the different fruits. Now you have to have some sort of order there. The order is within specific fruits, so you have to order of fruits. So shiravinim is going to be first in terms of what food you're going to eat. The second thing is not order of fruits. It's not a din in the fruits. It's a din in the bracha. So if you talk about bracha, then you're going to talk. Then you need a different standard. You can't talk about the standard of shiravinim. It's not the order of which fruit. It's the order of which thing you want. And if your thing, then you
have to. So Yehuda is saying some sort of Chefza Gabra kind of distinction. What? I know you can use the words, but are you saying it?
Yeah, I think it's a different standard.
Okay. What he's saying is that, but what's he trying to say? It's very subtle here, but I think you have no choice but to say it. You have to say that, no, we have a, that really the difference between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda is...
Okay.
It's not the Chachamim no kveda at all. That's what I'd love to say. And that's what the Rush says for Ula, but not for the Chachamim. And I'd love to say for Ula and the Chachamim, but I don't know anyone who quite, you know, says it as explicitly as I'd like, and all the Achronim reject it. The other option is to say, the Chachamim mean we have a different measure of Chashivas. Then it's hard to imagine why there'd be, if the Chachamim or Yehuda argued about the measure of Chashivas, then why should it make a difference if it's one bracha or two brachos? So what you want to say is this, is that there is yesh peda lefi chachamim aval shone bi'ikaron mi pedas Rabbi Yehuda. It's not they were technical achlokas matzvor chashiv. No. Is that Rabbi Yehuda says like this. Rabbi Yehuda says, which chefta is more chashev? You know which chefta is more chashev? The chefta the Torah thinks is more chashev. Shivas minim more chashev than non-shivas minim, and not only that, but within the shivas minim, chita is more chashev than, and here it gets a little tricky, but let's assume, like Tosos, chita is more chashev than zesim, and zesim more chashev than sa'ora, and sa'ora is more chashev than tvarim, and tvarim more chashev than gefen, and gefen is more chashev than te'ena, and te'ena is more chashev than rimon, and rimon is more chashev than everything else in the world. That's when it comes to the chefza. However, when it comes to my experience of saying the bracha, how excited am I about this bracha? What's the level of my kavana in this bracha? How much shevach v'ador do I feel for Hashem in this bracha? Then obviously that depends on chaviv. If I love apples, if I live for apples, then when I get an apple, the Eibishter is good today. He gave me an apple. Right? If I love apples. And if I hate olives, then I'm like, you know, thank you, Hashem, because it's very important nutritionally, gives me lipids and whatever. But I appreciate Hashem, even though, it's not geschmack for me. In terms of my experience saying the bracha, I have a greater experience of shevach of Hashem when I say on what's chaviv for me. And again, this would work especially well if it's what's coming for me right now. not necessarily what's chaver for me. Not necessarily what's chaver for me always. I am a greater feeling of hodah to Hashem if I say what's chaver. However, it's objectively the better chefza if I. It's objectively the better chefza if I. if we go by the Shivas Amidim. And what he's saying, give me a second, is that that's the machlokas, that Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Chashivos HaChefza. Chashivos HaChefza, the more Chashiv Chefza is better. And the Chachamim say, no. The Chachamim say, let's say the I don't necessarily want to say chashivas. But the, you know, the echos of the bracha, meaning of the gavra, the experience of the gavra. Right, the Chachamim say, no, you should say a bracha that you are very excited about. You should say a bracha you're very excited about. Well, the Yehuda says, no, you should say on the Chefza that is more chashav to Hashem. Maybe the Machlokes is not just what's more chashav, but what type of chashivas are we looking for? Not as radical as saying Machlokes is whether we care or not. Not saying we care about the same thing, we just define it slightly differently. No, do we compare about the chashivas to the bracha? Or do we compare about the chashivas, the experience of the gavra, or do we care about the chashivas of the chefza? If so, then what can we say is the hesper? Is that if we take this derech, what can we say? I didn't leave myself enough room on the board, but let's say it outside. First, say, when you're saying a bracha to pater, when I'm saying a bracha to pater two foods, right? And I'm going to hold one of them in my hand and pater the other. Then, lemaisa, I'm excited to be eating these two foods. I'm excited in this bracha. For the gavra, it really doesn't make as much of a difference. But if you're talking about making one chefza, not ikar and tafel per se, but saying that one chefza gets primacy and the other chefza does not get primacy, then you have to prefer, you're choosing between two cheftas. Then you have to prefer which chefza is more chashav, and the chashiv of the chefza is defined by the, chashiv of the chefza is defined by the Torah, by Shivas Aminim. However, if you are saying two brachas anyway, then each time the cheftas are the same. What's the difference between the, Let me say it better. The chefta is important when I'm picking one chefta to the exclusion of the other. If I'm going to make a bracha on only one chefta, it has to be those chashav chefta. If I'm making bracha on both cheftas, who cares? But in terms of the experience of the gavra, that's not important. I'm saying one bracha. If I'm saying one bracha, I'm going to be equally excited because I know I have a whole table in front of me. If I'm saying two brachas, though, then I should first say the bracha that I'm more excited about, and then say the bracha that I am less excited about. So you could say that bracha achas adifas lechefta hachashuva ve'ein nafkamina mitzad hagavra aval im shtei brachos habracha hayoser saying when I'm saying two brachos, I should say the bracha that I'm saying better first. Say I should see the bigger experience of Shevach first. When I'm saying only one bracha, then my experience of Shevach is going to be the same, but I'm leaving out a chefza. When you're taking one chefza and leaving out another chefza, what's really important is the chefza. Which chefza gets a bracha, which chefza doesn't? Okay, so you have to go by the chefza. When both cheftas get a bracha, it's just a question of what I say first, then we go by the quality of the bracha of the gavra by what I'm more excited about, and I should start by praising Hashem in a way that I'm more excited about, and then go on to praise him in a way that I am a little less excited about.
Robert, that sounds completely. I don't like it.
That's not what you're saying.
Not at all what I was saying.
Okay, what were you saying? Great.
No, because also because I think this is just summarizing the same problem we have, just different words. He has a standard. He has a standard of chesed,
mm-hmm.
and then he changes the standard of chesed once he goes into two brachos. He's like, oh, now we're no longer about
chesed. So why?
But we should be about chesed. So why? Chesed.
So what
I'm saying that shot of that.
So what are you saying?
It frames it.
So what are you saying?
I was saying that everybody holds an objective standard of brachos or a standard of foods. When you're within a category of foods, what do you judge it on? You judge it on the food. And so what you have to go to the order of chesed of food, and you say shalom meaning first. When you're ordering it by brachot, then you're not ordering it by the food itself. So Hashem meaning no longer plays a significant role. You're ordering it based on brachot. And then how do we order the significance of brachot? That's Chaviv.
Okay. What he's saying is just perhaps a little more formally. When I'm saying one bracha and two things, I know which bracha I'm saying. I don't know which object I'm saying. And therefore, we go by the chefta. When I'm saying two brachas and two objects, we know which objects, both of them. We just don't know which bracha comes first. And then the bracha that's better is the one I'm more excited about.
Yeah, so it has the same standard for both, and then answers the question. This is not
okay.
Standard for both.
I think you're saying something very, very close to what I was saying, but you came first. Oh, I did, right? What did I say? I made the mistake of saying I'm going to let you... I'm going to let everyone else give shiur, and I'll just guide you. So,
too much freedom is not good.
Too much democracy is never a good idea, right? You know what they say in political philosophy about democracy, right? Is the absolutely worst possible political exception. The absolutely worst possible political system, with the exception of all others. When it's birkosei hen shavos, then we're picking which chefta. We're picking one chefta over the other chefta. When it's ein birkosei hen shavos, then both cheftas are equal. Both cheftas get a bracha. Right? We're picking which cheftza, not which bracha. Then, we're picking which bracha, not which bracha to say is first. And therefore, if you're picking which bracha at first, you want to say, no, again, this would be much better than a hag, you're smart, it would be glot. If you're picking which bracha to say first, then both cheftzas get the representation. You're picking which bracha to say first, you're picking whether to say ha'itz first or adama first. Either way, you're saying a bracha on a cucumber and a bracha on an olive. And therefore, pick which bracha is more meaningful. If I love cucumbers, I have a kid who loves cucumbers, would do anything in the world for cucumbers, right? We once went to a Hanukkah party and they served some ganiyot. And she's like, can I ask the Ima here if I can have a cucumber instead? not my genes. The Ima was rotized. See? And she said yes, because she's a nutritionist and got a lot of nachas. If either way I'm saying a bracha and a cucumber, a bracha and an olive, which bracha comes first? Look at which bracha is going to be with better kavana. But if I have an olive and an apple, then I'm only saying a bracha one chetza, either the olive or the apple. Either way, I'm saying ha'itz. I'm saying the olive or the apple, and I'm just add what I said. Either way, I'm saying ha'itz, and I'm really thinking of everything I'm going to eat, and I'm equally excited. And I just have to pick which chetza to say the bracha, and then we go in the chashiv chetza. Is that what Yehuda was saying?
Yeah.
Okay, it's not
the breakdown of Yehuda Chachamim. It's not exactly that. It's not chashiv chetza versus echuta bracha.
What is it then?
No, meaning it would be that more that the Chachamim are keeping that same standard they have for Enrochot Shavuot for the entire thing. So the whole thing's about the bracha. The whole thing's about
I know.
The
bracha. That's what I meant.
Okay.
That is, now again, this is a big chiddush in Ula, but if you take this big chiddush in Ula, the point is that if you're going to assume the Chachamim have a Kepedah called Chaviv, and Rehudah is a Kepedah called Zayinim, and you're going to assume, unlike the Rosh, that Ula is just saying, even if Yehuda agrees with the Chachamim, and as Yehuda says, Ein Birkotei Shavot, then you have to say there's just two different, it's not two different ways to measure hashivas, because then whether would you switch? Two different, why would you switch? It's two different types of hashivas. Okay, Zacharia, could you, I'm only giving you half of Chaim's job. You don't have to ring the sifter. Now, let me just,
Sorry.
Okay. At the risk of wasting 5 minutes of your time, before we go on to at least finish this part of the Makoros, and maybe even further, but let me summarize what I said here, except for the grub part, which is really its own inyan. What I said here is that... there are, one second. is that if here is the machlokes, at least bishop birkotehen Shavuot, right? We're not going with the Grun or Bosa Shel Rashi now. We're going to say they at least argue in Birkotehen Shavuot, if not always, right? If here we have the Chachamim, and here we have, and then we'll pass, oh, we have the Paskin, and here's the Chachamim, and here's Rabbi Yehuda. We had one Derech I said, which is, which is, you know, Alpi Lashon Rashba the Ode the Alpi Retzef Hamishnayos. Now again, it could be there are, you know, just a little dachuk in the Lashon of come and say Ein Kpeda, which is a little dachuk in the Lashon of Min Chaviv Adif. And Rabbi Yehuda says that no. Zayin Minim is Chashav, or you could say, that the Chacham hold like the Rush and the Rabbi Yonah, again, assuming not like the Ibn Uzzel says they don't literally mean it, that, no, there's Peda. Alma she, let's see this way. Or my second way was min chaviv adif is that lekuli alma mivarech al hamachal hachoshov. And Yehuda says chashivos is Mugdar al Pi the Ofen. There's no point writing English words in Hebrew. Hashivas is objective and therefore it's Zayin Minim, while the Chacham say Hashivas is subjective and therefore it is Chaviv, which means either Chaviv Tadir, Rush, and Rabbi Yonah, or Chaviv Hashta, which is maybe the Rambam. Or you could say the third derech is that and also based on Min Chaviv Adif, there's two different kinds of Hashivas. Here it's Hashivas Hachetza, to use Yehuda's Lashon, which is Zayin Minim. And here it's Hashivas HaBracha, not meaning the text of the Bracha, but meaning the Bracha, meaning
the kavana of the bracha and the feeling of the bracha, right? Which is chaviv. And then you would be more, you know, it's harder to say chaviv. Tadir gives you more kavana in the bracha, right? Probably you wouldn't say this for the Rosh Hashanah, right? You would probably say chaviv hashta. It's hard to imagine. I'm more excited about something I usually like but don't like now. So if the Russian Midian, you really say that, which is everyone but the Nuzzle thinks they do, they wouldn't fit this. Now, where am I going with this? What I'm going with this is, how do we then explain Hula, right? How do we then explain Hula? Let's see if Hula, the Lefi the Rush, he's just Pashat. He says, She'ein Birkosein Shavos, nothing matters according to anyone because you're doing the same thing and the order is not relevant, right? Because the order is not important. That's the Rush. How about Ula?
You think the board is blurred?
That it is.
How about the line in the middle? Would that help?
What's Ula Lafi Tosos Rashba the old who say that? It's a new Shita? Or it's that Modim Rabbi Yehuda L'Chachamim, then if you took this derech, Nicha, why would they be Modim L'Chachamim? Because there's no Kpeda in the order. How do we know it's a good svara, by the way, say there's no Kpeda whatsoever in the order of things? Because the Gemara is a Tema in the other Amora. What could possibly the Kepeda be? Oh, there's a Kepeda in the Hakta in the order. Like, oh, later on, even the Machanis said the order makes a difference. If you take this approach, though, and this is where we left off, then say, Nicha, because even Rabbi Yehuda thinks Chashivos HaChefza is relevant to choosing one Chefza out of many, but, or say better yet, to choosing which Chefza to say the bracha on, but he admits that if each chefza gets a bracha, then the order of brachos depends on chashivas habracha. Right now, I'm not misquoting you, right, Yehuda?
Yeah, or how does this chart work?
Like, what?
How does the chart work?
I'm so sorry. Okay.
No.
It doesn't work.
Good question.
It doesn't work. No. Okay, sorry. No. What? No, we didn't switch anything here. I'm just saying like this. Shh. Watch this. If Ula means
it's two jars.
That Modet Reb Yehuda Lechachamim Kisha'ein, or really Bisha'ein Birkosehen Shavos, what is the Sara? Right? If he thinks there's a difference,
the svara.
Let's say better than this. Okay, ready? Rabbi Yehuda, Lefi Ula, Lefi Tosfos, the Rov Rishonim, who say, Mode Rabbi Yehuda, Lechachamim, Bishain, Birkosehen, Shavos. Then, what are we saying here? We're saying that what's the Svara? The Svara is that if there's one bracha, then he's makpid on chashivas. If there's two brachos, then ein makom likpeda. That's an easy svara for Ula. If you take this approach, then you have to say, if there's one bracha on one chefza, and not on the other, then we care about the chashivos hachefza. But if there's a bracha on each chefza, and the issue is which is first, then we go by the chashivos habracha. Right, and according to this derech, according to the Rush, I don't really have a good hesber for why the re would Rabbi Yehuda be motive the chachamim in Hebrew saying Shavos, which is okay. The Rush himself doesn't say so. The Rabbi Yehuda is going to be a little tricky, but the Rush, he maybe that's why the Rush doesn't say this, because what does Ula really mean? Let me just say a little better. And maybe that's why the Rush has a different shot in Ula, which ends up being like this, but not because he's Modeh L'Chachamim. Right? Not Modeh L'Chachamim, but rather Kulei Alma Modim to aim paper. Okay. You with me? Okay.
Rabbi
Now I know my one. This is right. The blank spheres are just because you explain it well enough. Yes.
I don't know why you have to go through this. I mean, why can't you just. Hashivas determines the group, which group you're dealing with. The list of Zayin Minim is just a list. I mean, it's just a list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Seven is the important one. Everything else, but what's in the list?
I'm not sure I understand.
Yeah, only when you're in the group do you have to be concerned with how the order of the group. But in other words, Master Chosh Kavivalov is determining which game you're playing. Whether you're in the group of Bori Priya Adama or Bori Priya Eitz. And once you're in the group, then you have to list, then you have to deal with the list.
But you haven't explained why. Chavalov determines which group I'm in. Fruits and vegetables. Once I'm in the group, Shemus Minim determines. But you haven't told me why.
Because one is a list. You can't have a list when you don't have a group.
What do you mean? Eretz Chitzis or Geffen Tein of Rimon is a list that's made for the other different groups.
Everything else.
But that list from two groups, Chitzis or are vegetables, are grains, and so I'm not makabel. Okay. Anyway, Kitzer, Rabosa.
I basically have some cover anyway.
Okay, so maybe it's coming down the same thing in different words. Rabosa, we have one last thing we need to do, which is figure out how to paskid. How far did we get? And when we read the Gemara, I don't remember, so let's. Did we read till the end of the Gemara?
No.
No, okay. What? Okay, so.
If you would add a column in this chart and say Enfida, then it would just be.
Say what?
If you had a column in this chart and say Rabbi Yehuda Lefiula, but just that everybody holds Enfida.
Then
it would. It would just look like the front column would be.
Why don't you want to deal with the behind?
Here, I'll add a column. Because that's not the order I'm going in. So there. Because I get to pick the order and you don't.
I thought today we have the right to pick the order.
No, I said I'm the guy. Ulo Fi Rush, who says that Modim Rav Yehuda Vichachamim De'ein K'peda Shayach Behakdama. Then this makes a lot of sense. Here we're going to say, if there's one bracha, then machlokes, there's a machlokes bein chashivas chefza lechashivas bracha. If you're saying both anyway, then ein inyan lachashivas. Same thing. If there's one bracha, then machlokes eich lehagdir chashivas. But if you're saying both brachos anyway, then ein makom lechashivas. And here you're basically saying the same. I mean, it's not really so shayach here, because this is just okay. And then what I want to claim is I'm half a good claim. The rush works well. Why? Since the rush got stuck here, he had to say this column. Thing is, Rabbi Yonah seems to have also been stuck, but maybe that's why the rush had to say his shita. But I admit that for Rabbi Yonah, I'm still left a little bit with a Now, this will affect the lumdus a little, by the way. You notice what I'm claiming is. What I'm claiming is basically, this is going to be against the Mishnah Brura, that there's not really a great svara to say that we should go by Shivas Haminim when they're Birkos Hayin Shavos, and by what's Chaviv to you most of the time when in Birkos Hayin Shavos. That's my little X, which will be against the Akhara, the Mishnah Brura. Okay, what to do with that? Lamaisa, so you can decide on your own. But let me just go through how we paskin. How do we paskin? So let's read the rest of the Gemara. What do we have here? We had Bishlama Leman Darim Zayin Shavos Machlokas Shapir Leman Darim Zayin Shavos Machlokas Shapir Pligi My Pligi. If they argue Zayin Zayin Shavos, what do they argue about? Rav Yirmi Lahakdim, which comes first? The Amr of Yosefi, same Rav Yitzchak Kolam Muktam Vafasik Zayin Muktam Lebracha. Okay, now Tosas points out that there's a De Amar and there's an Amar Girsa. The De Amar Girsa. What are we saying here? We're saying that according to the other Amara, whose name we don't know, Rabbi Yehuda Chacham argue even which bracha comes first and which comes second. Right, if you have a cucumber and an olive, Chacham say first the chavim bracha, then the non-chavim bracha. Rabbi Yehuda says first the olive shivas mina bracha, and then the cucumber non-shivas mina bracha. And if you think it's a de'amar, then it sounds like Rav Yosef is supporting what we just said, meaning he's supporting Rabbi Yehuda. If you have amar, it sounds like he's a different inyan, perhaps. That might affect the psak. I'm not super convinced, but perhaps. But let's continue. The same Rabbi Yitzchak Muktam Pasuk Muktam Lebracha. Shemar Eretz Kedushar Given the Rimon Eretz Yishevan Vash. Not only is this pasuk telling you what the Shemus Minim are, it's even an order within the pasuk. Upligid Rabbi Chanan. He's against Rabbi Chanan. Dam Rabbi Chanan Kol Pasuk Kulo LeShiurim Nemar. This whole pasuk is for Shiurim. Meaning, why is this pasuk? What are we darshan in this pasuk? Rabbi Yosef says we darshan the order within the Shemus Haminim. Rabbi Chanan says no, we darshan Shiurim. Chita does not have nichlus b'ayis v'nuga v'kelo k'seifah, meaning not the shear of how much chita saora gefen tein and rimon to eat, because then you could also have said the shear of how much oranges that are treif and the shear of how much chazer that's treif. No, that each of these is the shear to measure something else. For example, someone goes into a house with taras v'kelo k'seifah daba sandal tabasu b'yadav hu behin kvei miyad. If you walk in carrying clothing, that's the same as carrying any other chepta. It's basically you walked in, a chepta went in, tamei immediately. But how you love is kelim so ragnos obespa osav. It's like zirsakasa. But if you're not carrying kelim, you're wearing clothing. If you're wearing clothing, that's more mako than carrying clothing. Why? Because the clothing only comes in tafel to you. So it's less susceptible to becoming nitma. Hu tami miyad vein torin achi shevikdechilas pras. You're tummy right away, but the clothing you wear is only tummy, because that's for ochel babayis. Finish the phrase. Yechabes is begadav. So it shows you're wearing stuff. It's only tummy if you eat. You don't actually have to eat. You just have to be there long enough to eat. That's a kedei achilas pras. And what is kedei achilas pras? As long as it takes to eat half a loaf of bread, pas chitim lo pas orin. After all, what kind of bread? Each kind of bread takes a different amount of time to eat. No, wheat bread, not barley bread. Mesa mocha lifton if you are reclining and eating it with dip. Okay, so chitas tells to measure the tumas saras, you use wheat bread. So or is not etzim sor matam mago maso in matam ol. So or is very easy. A bone, you know, dead human flesh is matame mago masa and ba'ohel. But a bone and a group of bones, if it's big enough, also is. I am sex all those the details. But one small bone, let's say all you have is, I don't know, forearm or something like that. Then it's not, it's matame if you touch it or move it, not in the ohel. And what's the shear for its toma? The bone the size of a barley seed. Geffen kedei rabbis yain v'nazir. This is very super controversial. Geffen is a rabbis of wine for a nazir. Not exactly what we mean. It's not that if a nazir drinks a rabbis of wine, he gets malchus. Because then we're measuring the wine, not using wine to measure. We use wheat to measure. Use wheat to measure something else. Time. We use barley to measure something else. A bone. So what do we mean by here? There's a big machlokas. You can look in the Tosfos and every place this appears. In Shas, we'll go with Rashi and Tosfos here. If you eat the byproducts, the solid byproducts of a if a nazir eats the solid byproducts of grapes, right? What does it say? Mikol asher yaseh migefen hayayin mecharzanim v'adzog lo yochel. Even the charzanim and the zog, everyone agrees that charzanim and zog together mean the peels and the little seeds that are left after you press the machlokas, which is which. After you press the, in modern day Hebrew, charzanim means the seeds. You want to buy seedless grapes, it says without charzanim. So modern day Hebrew is machriya, that charzanim means the seeds. Rashi is chomish machriya, the opposite. But how much? A revius. That's what manda amar. Tosos and other places in Shas deals with whether you possibly got manda or not. How do we measure how much seeds and peels and maybe tendrils, etc. he gets malchus for? If they would displace a revius of wine, but it's a different amount to displace a revius of wine from displacing a revius of water, because wine has more surface tension than water. And therefore, when you're measuring solid grapes, you measure them with a revius of wine, not a revius of water, because a revius of wine is different than a revius of water because of the surface tension. Okay, we'll leave that for now. We're not going to get too into nazir. Grogeres, that's itena, grogeres, that's a Shabbos. Everyone knows Masechta Shabbos, right? A disproportionate number of prakim Masechta Shabbos are dedicated to the shear of hotzah of various chefzas. So if you carry food on Shabbos, or not just carrying, many of the, if you cook food on Shabbos, if you, you know, borer and dosh and all these other things, the shear is a grogeres, the size of a fig. Rimo kizanko balbatim. This is also a little complicated, exactly what the case. But we say here is, balabatim, not a kli salesman. A kli salesman even gets a small hole, throws in the garbage. But a balabas, even if he gets a hole in his kli, if it can still, the hole is smaller than a pomegranate, it's still makabel toma, so he can still use it for pomegranate. So it's a way of measuring when a kli is broken enough to not have toma. Eretz zei shemen. Why is the word say eretz for zei shemen? Amar Rabbi Yosef, eretz shekol shiurei kazeisim. Because the eretz zei shemen, the whole eretz is zei shem. Everyone knows, every Jew knows that the shiur of most things is a kazeis. Thing whereas, well, we said everything, right? Kol shiures hakadaitach, every shiur. We just said six other ones. No, there's a rosh yurek azesim, most things, not everything. And then dvash, of course, goes to the zagas, we're going to keep for him. The shear of eating Yom Kippur, because it doesn't say thou shalt not eat. It says you should be ma'anes nafsho seichem. Therefore, the opposite of yisubi daita, right? We discussed this in the last year. The shear of yisubi daita for being chayiv achatas or malchus for Yom Kippur is like a big date. The idach. Oh, so how does Rav Yosef darshan something else? Hani shir behedya miksivi. What is this explicit in the pasuk? This is what the pasuk says. The pasuk was just innocently talking about the species of Eretz Yisrael. El midrabanan cross machtel b'alma. No, it's midrabanan, and it's just an asmachta b'alma. So here it's a little unclear. It sounds like Rav Yosef thinks the shirim are just an asmachta midrabanan, and the real meanings that teach you the order of brachos. Well, Rav Chanan thinks that the shirim are drasha d'oraisa, and maybe there is the order of brachos in the shirim haminim. Tosfos and Sukkah points out that the mainstream girsa we have is that really the maskana of our gemara is not that the machlokas, what's the d'oraisa drasha. After all, how could there be a machlokas? Is the d'oraisa drasha for shirim and not the order of brachos? Or is the d'oraisa drasha the order of brachos and the shirim are in asmachta? And for just a for just what it says, midrabanan or halacha mishpi Sinai, right? As the Besar Shas points out, the Tosin Sukkah points out that it's a little hard to say the drasha d'oraisas for the order of brachos because we paskin brachos are only drabanan. Remember the raya from daf chaf aleph, and everyone except for the penny of shu, according to some deus paskin that brachos rishon is only drabanan. So Tosin Sukkah points out that no, Lumaskana, there's no machlokes in Rav Chanan and Rav Yosef. Lumaskana, there's really no Lumaskana, there's no machlokes in Rav Chanan and Rav Yosef. They're both just finally remuzim in the Pasuk. That's Tosin Sukkah. But in any case, let's finish off the Gemara. Rav Chitzer, Rav Nun, Rav Yosef, Shudasa, they're sitting and eating a meal. I just look at my time of Rimona, they brought before them Tamar Rimona, Shakar, Rav Nun, Baruch HaTami, Reisha, he said the Baruch first on the Tamar. Don't you like Rav Yosef? You have to go and order the pasuk, and in the pasuk, Tamar is last, and Rimon is fifth. Rimon is fifth, Tamar is seventh. So why do you make a bracha on the Tamar? Amrle, no, you don't know how to count. Zesheni la'aretz, zechamishi la'aretz. No, you don't go by the order of the seventh pasuk. You go by the order from Eretz. Why do you say Eretz twice? Eretz chitzes are gefentain of rimon eretz zeishemon ezvash. So Kanan says, because you need another eretz before zeishemon to show you most things in the land of Israel and the Shira of Kazayis. But since we're assuming that's only nasmachta, was eretz to teach you to restart the count. Really, chita and zayis are one, saora and tamarin are two, and then gefen is three. Te'en is four and Rimon is five, so Tamarim are two and Rimonim are five, and that's why Miracha on the Tamarim. Amrli man Yavla Nagri de Parzala ve'ashve'inach says, I wish I had iron legs and I could just be Mishamish you all the time. I wish I was strong enough to be Mishamish you all the time, so I learned so much hanging out with you. Okay, now, what does Tosus conclude based on this story? Based on this story, who do we pass like, Rabbi Yehuda or the Chachamim? What?
Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Yehuda. Why do we pass like Rabbi Yehuda? Because, why do we pass like Rabbi Yehuda? Because we go, how do they paskin here? Based on the Shivas Aminim. They paskin based on Shivas Aminim, not based on, hold on, was this a case of Birkos saying Shabbos or ain't Birkos saying Shabbos?
Shabbos.
He had Tamarim and Rimonim. Birkos Ein Shabbos, which, again, leaving the gra aside, was for sure the machlokas. So in Birkos Ein Shabbos, they paskin based on the Shivas Aminim and not based on Chaviv. They paskin based on the Shivas Aminim and not based on Chaviv. And therefore, they paskin based on Shivas Aminim and not based on Chaviv. And therefore, that proves that they held like Rabbi Yehuda. And that is what Tosu says. V'lo nehira de besamach masra de goris de amar Rav Yosef v'asya ka Rav Yehuda davka de kamar Rav Chista Rav Amnuna v'yosef v'shudas v'chuli amal yosov l'amar l'had Rav Yosef, etc. Let's take this back for 1 second. Tosfos says two reasons we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, right? The psak. By the way, who paskins like Rabbi Yehuda? Tosfos. Anyone else paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? The Rosh paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. The Ravid, quoted in the Rashba, paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. The Ravina when Noach passed like Rabbi Yehuda, the Rashba passings like Rabbi Yehuda. I think that was all the people who we saw who paskined like the Chachamim. The Rambam and maybe the Rif. It's not clear how the Rif paskined, but the Rebav understood that he paskined like the Rif. So if here we have Rabbi Yehuda, who paskins like Rabbi Yehuda? This is not an exhaustive list, but Tosfos, the Rush, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ravid, and the Rashba. That's a good enough list for now. And what are their two proofs? Which are both similar to this. Rav Yosef, who says we pass like Rav Yosef based on the story of Rav Chista and Rav Hamnuna, or let's say the proof is Rav Yosef. And how do we know we hold like Rav Yosef, right? Right? Maybe we don't hold like Rav Yosef? No. Kedemuchach mimaisa Rav Huna. No, Rav Hamnuna, right? Rav Chista, Rav Hamnuna?
Yeah.
Rav Yosef, as we can prove from the story of Rav Chista and Rav Hamnuna. Okay, now the hour is late. We're going to have to pick up if we really have to. Luckily, we have tomorrow to finish up. But who paskins like the Chachamim? Most famous is the Rambam, right? Most famous is the Rambam. Who does the Rashba quoting? It's very chashuv, paskin like the Chachamim. Rav Haigon, in the Rashba, the Ra'ah and the Ritva here, even though we didn't necessarily see them inside, and maybe the Rif, since the Rif doesn't say anything, maybe that means he passed like the Chachamim, that would make sense if Rav Haigon passed that way, although the Bahag seems to not have passed that way, so we don't know. The Rif, okay, what are they going to have to explain? They're going to have to explain, what about the fact that Rav Hamnuna and Rav Chista all used Rav Yosef? What about the fact that Rav Hamnuna and Rav Chista all used Rav Yosef and clearly went by the order of the Shivas Haminim? Okay, we'll have to pick up with that Amir Sashem next time, go through the Pesach, and then, Joel, you just have to have lucky for you. You only have to wait till tomorrow, and then talk about the lumdus of the Bahag. Okay, so we'll pick up Mirtz Hashem and finish up these Makoros Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
Recording stopped.
Maybe I won't be able to sleep the whole night.